Welcome to the Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 53. Today's episode is called How to Overcome the Pressure to Succeed. And we are wrapping up at the end of the first month of the new year. And it's crazy how quickly time flies and how it's so easy to look at the calendar and look at the dates and feel like maybe we're not as successful as we'd like to be. So I thought this would be a great topic for us to talk about today. And before doing that, I just wanted to highlight some great things that have been happening. This last week, I actually celebrated my 1 year anniversary of the release of my book, Fundraising Freedom. So if you're listening to this podcast because you picked up a copy of Fundraising Freedom, thank you so much. I can't begin to tell you how grateful I am, how thankful I am for the fact that we get to do life together and that our lives have, that we got to meet, you know, that somehow we got connected through this incredible journey. And my book released on January 17th of 2017. And we're now, in 2018. And so I actually was in a bit of a funk on the day of my 1 year anniversary. And I was texting a friend of mine and she said, you know, you should probably be celebrating and not be in a funk. And I said, I know, it's so crazy because all I could think about was how stressed I was last year. And I think I was so stressed because I felt this pressure to succeed. You know, I felt like I needed to make sure that I did this so well. And honestly, I don't even know who I was comparing to because I was on my own journey. You know, I'm not competing with anybody. So, but success in my own book and wanting to make sure that, that my message got across in the right way. And I think that I felt maybe the weight of ensuring your success. And to me, that is like my ultimate desire is to see each and every one of you guys succeed. And the reason why I created this podcast the release of this podcast was 1 year ago as well. So that was on January 16th. And all I could think about was you guys, was the thought of someday meeting you, of someday having the opportunity to work with you and to share, you know, some of my thoughts and ideas and help to encourage and empower you to be the best nonprofit leader possible. And I think that I just felt that. I felt such a heaviness and that pressure to make sure that I did my very, very best. And I just remember that following month, I went on vacation and I was just like, I came crashing down and I just felt like, oh, thank God that this is over. But at the same time, I knew that it was just gearing up because the whole time I was writing my book, I thought, okay, I got to make sure that whoever I meet, that I have some, you know, I have a plan for you. I have a real strategy for you to be successful. And I do feel like the Fundraising Freedom process is that. And I have gotten the chance to work with so many great people this last year. I mean, like the list is so long. I probably should put a pen to paper and just start writing down all these charities because I'm just like, my heart is just so overwhelmed and so overflowing with gratitude for you guys because I, you know, that this little thing, this book could have been an introduction to your cause and to you personally. So thank you for going the journey with me, for trusting me with some ideas and some thoughts that maybe you've tried over the last year and thought, oh, like, you know, I'll jump in and try it, but I'm not sure it's going to work. And I hope that whatever you've done that you might have pulled from the book, that it was a success. But if it wasn't, I really do hope that it was something that you learned so that you knew which direction to go next. And I tell you guys a lot that I just want you to be, you know, you to be able to take all this input, all these ideas, and really filter through them so that you can create the best plan for your cause. For you and your cause, I want to make sure that you have lots of different resources, lots of support as you build this thing out and create whatever it is that you feel like you've been called to create. So in the end, I continue to stay focused on my vision, which, you know, and my mission, of course, to educate, encourage, and empower you so that you can raise the funds that you need to fulfill your mission. So on that topic, like I said here, as we talk about how to overcome the pressure to succeed, there are two ways to overcome the pressure to succeed. Two. And I really do believe that the only two there is gratitude and attitude. So the gratitude that we feel to even be in the position that we're in, to do the work that we get to do, okay? Gratitude. Okay, I posted in the Fundraising Freedom Tribe recently on Facebook this video from Tony Robbins, and he was on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday or something like that. I'm not even sure what it was. but anyways, Tony Robbins was, you know, talking about, you know, gratitude. He talked about three ways to overcome some of the downfalls that we face, you know, some of the things that we, these things that go, you know, that process in our mind. And he says that the three ways to overcome them is appreciation, gratitude, and love. And I really do think that everything stems from that gratefulness. You know, like if we're feeling a sense of pressure to succeed, how did we even get in the position to even feel that pressure? Well, somebody must have taken, you know, have taken a chance on you, given you the opportunity to do the work that you're doing. And so if you pull it all back, if you pull the curtain back on all these things that are causing pressure for you, you can ultimately come back to a foundational spot where it was somebody who believed in you, somebody who invested in your life, an opportunity that you received, something that you went through, you got through, and now you're in a position to share with other people. And you're just being stretched. You know, so that pressure that you're feeling is you being stretched to do things that you've probably never done before. And it is hard. I mean, I've done some things. So I wrote in my journal. I was journaling this morning. Actually, I tell you guys, I journal all the time. But I was writing in my journal all the things that I've done since I started my business, which I opened up my business in the fall of 2014. So it's only been just over, you know, 3.5 years that I've been doing this. And it's so easy to, you know, look at things and say, oh my gosh, things are not moving fast enough, or we should be doing more, we should be raising more money, we should be making greater impact. But when you really look back on all those days, those years, you can see how far your cause and you personally have come over these last few years. And I want you just to take a moment and just reflect on that. I want you to be grateful, just to think through where you've been over the years, where you've been over the years, and how you've gotten to the place that you're in right now to even be able to do the work that you've been called to do. And whether you are an executive director of a nonprofit or the CEO, the development director, the ministry leader or missionary or whatever leadership role that you're in as a volunteer or a board member, I want you just to think through how you got in the position that you're in. Who said something to you? Who invited you in? Who empowered you to do the work that you're doing? Somebody somewhere along the line invited you, or you saw a need and you stepped up and you said, you know what, I'm sick of sitting back and watching this happen, and nobody's going to do it. If nobody's going to do it, then I must be the one who's supposed to. And you stepped up. And how incredible that is, that you have taken the journey to change lives, to make a difference in other people, and you know, to invite other people to come along the journey with you. So let's just take a moment and be grateful. You know, as I was listening to that Tony Robbins video, and you know, him talking about it, he ended the video with him just telling you to just sit still. You know, just sit still for a moment and think about the things that are stressing you. So right now I'm going to ask you the same. So take a moment right now, okay, and think about the top three things that are just absolutely stressing you out because you are feeling the pressure to succeed. You know, what are the things that you really want to succeed in and you just feel this weight? Okay, now you've got the visual of those things. Let's start with one. Just think of one thing right now that's stressing you out. And you feel the pressure to succeed with it. And let's pull the curtain back. Let's look at the thing that really makes you so grateful that you're even in the position to feel this stress. What is the thing that you're grateful for? And as I did this little exercise, oh my goodness, The tears were flowing from my eyes because the very thing that I was stressed about was the very thing that I was praying for. I was asking God, please, please, please give me the opportunity. Please give me the platform. Please give me the opportunity to share what, you know, what I've learned and how I can share it with others. And so how crazy is it that I'm in a position to do the very thing that I, you know, wanted to do, that I just dreamt about one day doing. And then that thing was the very thing that was causing me stress and anxiety. And I just was like debilitated around it because I was feeling this absolute pressure to succeed. And think about that. Isn't that crazy? Like, that's absolute nonsense. And I think about that for many of you that are feeling this pressure to succeed. And when you pull back the curtain and you look at the opportunity that you're even in to even be doing that thing, there's so much to be grateful for. But in the end, what happens is that we tend to focus on the things that are heavy and the things that are hard. So that's where I want you to think about that gratitude piece of it. But then this is where the second part of it comes into play, and that's your attitude. You know, that your attitude is everything. When I was in high school, I went to this conference, and the conference was called, the theme of the conference was called Attitude is Everything. And I thought, oh, what a corny theme, you know? But attitude really is everything. And if you have a positive outlook on every part of your life, it's crazy how good things turn out. Crazy good. And from the fact that, you know, you get to be outside when the weather is warm, or, you know, like right now, I'm extremely positive right now because I'm grateful because it is 62 degrees outside and it's sunny, and I live in St. Louis, Missouri, and it's, you know, January 21st. So, I mean, like, it's really easy, you know, to be grateful and to have a positive attitude when things are nice, you know, when things are going your way. But I am grateful, and I do have a positive attitude because I'm super, super thankful that today is so pretty and I got to play with my dogs outside and, you know, lots of wonderful things. But that attitude piece of it is where I think we sometimes have a natural tendency to lean towards the negative, or we have a natural tendency to lean towards the positive. And I will say, I'm really thankful that I have always leaned towards that positive side. And I don't know how I'm hardwired or why that is, but I think it's just because I've been given the gift of encouragement, you know, to be able to encourage you guys. And being an encourager to me means that my outlook on life is I just tend to see things in a positive way. So if something goes wrong, my natural tendency is to think, okay, that happened because I needed to learn something, or that happened because that was the direction I wasn't supposed to go down, or, you know, that happened because, you know, a better opportunity is ahead. And I do naturally go that direction because when you always, you know, it's easier to see what's going on when you look in the rearview mirror, you know? And so looking back and reflecting back on all the years prior, it's easy for me to see the patterns. And it's easy for me to see that all those things that went wrong were for my benefit. And back to Mr. Tony Robbins again, is that he has a statement that he often says, is that the world is for you, not against you. You know, that the world is for you. You know, that these opportunities that you're given are for you. You know, so you don't have to try and battle the things that happen in your life. You got to just look at it from a positive attitude, from a place of, you know, healthy, you know, just a healthy place. Where I mean, it's okay to have bad days, and that's where I want to acknowledge the fact that even with a positive attitude, you can still have a crummy day. You know, I started the podcast by sharing how I was in a funk, you know, on my 1 year anniversary of my book release. And it was purely because I was just thinking about how heavy that day was. So what happened? I went down a negative path. And instead of thinking about all the wonderful things that happened on that 1 year, you know, on the day of my launch, I was thinking about all the negative stuff and how easily I could shift that on the next day, you know? So the next day I woke up and I was just like, okay, that's behind me. It's a new day and it's positive. And I remember that next day being able to rest and feeling like, okay, I can take today on. And you know, sometimes our brains just don't have the capacity to handle everything that happens in a day. And it's hard to process all this information. And so sometimes you just got to give yourself a break and you just got to pause and shut it down for a little while, you know, and not have to, you know, not feel like things are just, you got to take it all in one day and be able to just, you know, be on top of it all. Because sometimes you're not. And sometimes it's okay. I tell people, I'm like, sometimes I, you know, you got to scrape me off the floor because I'm on a day that's just not good. And those are the days that I just kind of have to hide out. And I apologize for anybody who tried to call me last Wednesday, but I was literally hiding out because I just knew I was in a funk and I did not want that to seep into anybody's fundraising. So sometimes you just realize that you just gotta shut it down for a little while, you know, and that's okay. But you have the power. You have the power within you to turn things around. And sometimes you've got to figure out, maybe it's, you know, getting outside or taking a walk or listening to something positive, a video or a podcast or something that'll just flip the switch for you to turn things around. And I'll be honest, that day, you know, it started off rough, but by the end of the day, I actually ended up turning things around and got a lot accomplished on that day. So, you know, it's just one of those things where you've got to give yourself a break and just not be so hard on yourself when it comes to that kind of stuff. But I always tell people, you know, when it comes to attitude, is that, you know, we have so much negative self-talk already that we allow to seep into our thoughts. And if we allow to surround ourselves with negative people, it's not going to do us any favors. So that's where I encourage you to continue to surround yourself with really positive people and, you know, remove people from social media if you have to. Surround yourself with those positive thoughts, because even when times are tough, you need to continue to say, take it one day at a time, take it one day at a time, because you never know when things are going to turn around. You know, that next day, so Wednesday was the day that I was, you know, kind of in a funk. And then on Thursday, I got all these great things I had all these things, you know, like wonderful things that happened, got an opportunity. I got booked to go and speak with a group that I just absolutely adore, you know, had a great conversation with an old friend. I mean, it was just like one thing after the next that was so positive. And so I'm like, you know, like sometimes you just got to say, okay, this is just one of those days. It's just not good. And I just got to hang it up and start over tomorrow, you know? So, but I think that we can totally flip it if we can focus on being grateful and having a positive attitude. So those are my, you know, two primary things for you. The other thing is that I just want to encourage you, when you're feeling this sense of pressure, you know, back to just giving yourself, you know, time to breathe and just time to sit back and be okay with it. You know, be okay that things are not perfect. And it's okay to feel that sense of being overwhelmed. There's nothing wrong with that. Think about every CEO in this country. Think about every single person. I mean, I can't even imagine the pressure that our leaders feel every single day that they're going to fail, that they're not going to make the right decision. And we all carry a lot of weight, our families, our friends, whatever it is that's going on in your life, really, really easy to get to fall into that funk that somehow you're not doing a good enough job with it. But trust me, you only have one life to live. Nobody else has to live your life. Think about, I do think about this a lot, is that when I look at what other people have to carry, I oftentimes don't feel so overwhelmed with my own baggage, you know? If you just look at, okay, this is your lot in life and you have control over what happens, and based on your attitude and based on how grateful you are for the opportunities that you have. So I was listening to a Napoleon Hill video, and he's the guy that wrote the book Think and Grow Rich. And I just think that there's so many great tidbits to pull out of that book if you haven't read it already. But, you know, he was talking about how thinking about a donut, okay, think about a donut for a second. You can either think about the hole in the donut or you can think about the donut. I mean, so simple. There's a hole in the donut and the donut is still there. But if we focus on the hole, it's going to be depressing. So I think it's interesting. It's the whole glass half, you know, the glass is half full or half empty. But we have the ability to come from whatever perspective we want to come from. And I just want to highly encourage you guys to continue to focus on all the really great things that are happening in your life. And don't feel like you've got to have it all figured out, because no one ever has. No one has ever had it figured out. I don't have it figured out. The people that you admire don't have it figured out. And the people who have gone before us, who seem to be the experts in our field, they didn't have it figured out. And, you know, especially when I look back on some of my fundraising events, a lot of times people will say, oh my gosh, you knew exactly what you were going to do when you were going to do it. And I was like, no, I didn't. In the moment, we made a decision and we just said, okay, we're going to go with it. This is the best decision with the information that we have, and we're just going to go do it. And so all that comes back to is imperfect action. Take imperfect action every single day. Don't get caught up with analysis of paralysis of analysis. I like that quote. Paralysis of analysis is that you can easily get frozen because you're so overwhelmed with all the things that you have to do on your to-do list. But instead, just take imperfect action, knock on those doors, ask for those donations, talk to people, and find out how can you best fit with them? How can you share your message and be okay with the fact that maybe they don't want to give to you? Maybe they don't care about your cause. But you know what? You did your job. You knocked on that door and you shared your message, and you just never know when they're going to come back. You never know when their lives are going to be changed because of a family member, a friend. Something happened that totally transformed their thinking, and now they're back. And now they're back to talk with you. I can't tell you how many times I've had this happen where I'll talk to somebody about the work that I do. You know, I tell people, okay, I'm a fundraising coach, consultant, and trainer, and here's the kind of work that I do. And if you need help, I'm here to help you, and I'm here to be a resource to you as you're raising funds so that you can fulfill your mission. And sometimes people are like, you know what, that's okay, that's awesome that you do that, and I'm just going to take all your free stuff, I'm going to listen to your podcast, I'm going to, you know, just soak in what you got on the Fundraising Freedom Tribe. And I'm like, awesome. Do it. That's why I'm here. I'm here to serve you. I want you to learn. I want you to grow, because in the end, my ultimate goal is that you would raise the funds that you need to fulfill your mission. So if you do that, whether or not you hire me or not, I don't really care, you know? But sometimes you get into the position where you're like, oh my gosh, we're frozen. We need help. And what's going to happen is that you're going to think about me. And that's going to be the place where I get to jump in and I get to help come alongside you and serve you and be that coach, consultant, and trainer for you. But maybe not. And that's okay. So that's what I feel like, you know, as you're going out and knocking on doors and talking to people, some people are going to hear you and they're going to say, we want in. How do we give? How do we be a part of what it is that you're doing? We want in. And some people are going to say, you know what? We don't want in. We don't really, you know, it's great that you're doing the work that you're doing, but we don't really, you know, it's not our thing. And that's okay. You don't need 100%. None of us do. I don't need 100% of all nonprofit leaders, all ministry leaders, all missionaries to love me. I may not be their thing. I may not, you know, be able to connect with them and share the message. You know, we just might not resonate, and that's okay. And I just find that sometimes we get our feelings hurt that somehow maybe we're not doing a good enough job if somebody doesn't say yes. And instead, I want you to take the positive attitude. I want you to think about the gratitude that you have that you even got the opportunity to share your message with somebody, that you have the positive attitude that you were given an opportunity to go speak to that group of people, that you got the platform to share your passion for the work that you get to do. You know, because in the end, like, I just want to scream it from the mountaintops, right? Like, I want everybody to know that it's possible that they can totally raise as much money as they can even fathom for their cause. Right now, I want you to be listening right now, and I want you to hear that if you have a goal to raise X amount of dollars, I want that number on a sheet of paper, and I want you working towards making that a reality. And whether or not I'm a part of your journey or not, that's okay. But in the end, I want you to be able to reach your people, and I want you to get every dollar in the bank that you need to make that a possibility. So, does it matter whether or not you say yes to me? No, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you go do what you need to do. And that's the thing for each and every one of you. As you're talking to your people, I want you to just get out there and share your message. Share it from the mountaintops and let them know. Because in the end, raising money isn't ultimately what you're trying to do. You're trying to fulfill your mission. So focus on your mission. Tell people about your mission and why you wake up every single morning believing that it's possible to fulfill your mission, to fulfill the vision that you have for your cause. And when that happens, people will say, wow, you really like what you do. And I hear that all the time. People say, wow, you're really passionate about this, aren't you? And I'm like, yes, I'm extremely passionate. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love waking up every single day thinking about the conversations that I get to have with each of you. You know, it fires me up. It doesn't even feel like work because in the end, I want you to succeed. So whether or not we do it together, you do it on your own, I just want you to succeed. And I'm gonna just work my tail off every single day to find out more information, to educate you guys in a way that it resonates. Because, you know, the stories that we tell, sometimes things click and sometimes they don't. And I know that I can share a story and some of you may say, okay, that makes total sense. And other people, it doesn't even connect at all. So I'm looking for ways to connect with you so that you can see the possibility that you have to raise the money that you need. So same thing goes for you and your cause. That's what I want you to hear here, is that you have the ability to just get out there and just share. Be uniquely you, share your message, and do it with gratitude and with a positive attitude. So as we gear up for the rest of this week and we wrap up the first month of the year, I want you to be focused on whatever it is that you need to make your mission happen. So take out a sheet of paper, write down on that paper your gratefulness, the gratitude that you have, and the things that are weighing you down, put it down on paper so that you can pull that out of your, off your shoulders for a moment to say, you know what? I give it over, that I don't need to be perfect. I don't need to have everything figured out. But today I'm going to take imperfect action. I'm going to do what I feel like I need to do today to move the needle forward. So just one step in front of the other. And before you know it, you're going to pick up and look back a year, 2 years down the road, and you're going to say, wow, look at how far I've come. And I can say that with confidence to you guys right now, is that because I've met and talked to so many of you guys over the last year, I want to say, congratulations. Look how far you've come in the last year. I mean, like, my mind is blown by some of the things that you guys are doing. I was just talking to a coaching client in roughly 40 days or so. So roughly 40 days, they raised $26,000, like crazy dollars. I mean, and then, you know, another organization, I mean, like, 5 phone calls with them and they raised $50,000, you know? So, and I know that the dollars that you guys are raising, it's all, you know, relative as far as whether or not it's $100 a month, you know, $1,000 a month, or tens of thousands of dollars. Know that it's so possible. I mean, I think I shared this already, but, you know, on last week's call, you know, one of my guys got 2 vans donated in one day, okay? So as we continue to talk about this stuff, I'm like, gratefulness? Yeah. I mean, like, I think that that's something to be grateful for. The positive attitude of it's possible that somebody's out there listening that could do something for you that you just can't even wrap your mind around right now. They're out there. They're out there. And all you have to do is just you share your message to anybody who will listen, and you better believe you're going to get connected with them at some point, because people are going to say, you're going to do this thing. I believe you, because you're passionate about it. You're fired up. And my goodness, look at the impact that you've already made. So I just want to be that encouragement to you today. Continue to empower you to get out there and talk to the right people, because they're listening. And even if they're the wrong people, who cares? Those wrong people will say, wow, you know, I just met so-and-so and they're really excited about the work that they're doing. And you just never know when that's going to come up in conversation where they get to share something about you and the work that you're doing. So keep at it, keep focused on this. And I just want to encourage you guys to stay the course and continue to go raise those dollars and go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. Have a great week.